Morning. Let's turn to John. Let's put a finger on John chapter 10 and also on chapter 16. Okay, let's read John 10, verse 10 and 11. Okay? It says, "A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and might have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And then in John 16, let's read verse 33, the last one. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world." Amen. John 10 is obviously the parable of the good shepherd. And he's basically, at the end of this thing, he's giving us kind of a mission statement of both sides, right? So the enemy's job is to rob, kill, and destroy, right? That's what he does. That's what he's about. He can't do anything outside of that parameter because that's who he is, right? As we talked about before, he's talking about, well, he's a liar. He's the father of lies, and all he does is lie. Right, he only speaks out of his nature. And so we see that the nature of the enemy is to rob, kill, and destroy. But Jesus' mission is actually very different than that. Right? It says that I came that you might have life, right, and have life abundantly. You know, this word, if you remember, I did an exegesis on this a while back, but it's the word overflowing. When talking about abundantly, it's talking about overflowing. It's talking about, I mean, literally just spilling over. Right, this is the kind of life that God has for us. It's just not enough. It's not even more than enough. It's overflowing life, and that's what God has given to us. You know, and as we understand the schemes of the enemy, you know, we can be rest assured that it follows along one of those three things: to rob, kill, and destroy. But Jesus' mission is totally different, and it's to give us this overflowing life. And part of this overflowing life is that in this world, right, because we're in the world, you know, we're not of the world, but we're in the world, that there's going to be some tribulation. There's going to be things that happen in our way, you know, that are may not seem like it's overflowing at that moment, you know, but it will lead to something that's overflowing. And he says, and when those moments comes, he says, don't be afraid, right? Fear not, because I have overcome the world. You know, and this is kind of a foreshadowing of, you know, the cross that we talked about yesterday morning in our morning prayer. And this is, you know, what the world has, or what the Lord Jesus has for each one of us. You know, yes, there is an enemy. You know, we've been spending, you know, a lot of time, you know, the last month or so discussing this and detailing this, especially about his schemes operating within the church. Yes, there is an enemy. You know, but the one thing that I want you to focus on, and that's what we've been doing this week in the mornings, is yes, we have an enemy. Yes, he's powerful. Yes, he's deceptive. Yes, he's subtle. You know, but we have a Savior. His name is Jesus, and he's already overcome him. You know, and this will culminate in this Sunday's message when I, you know, expand on that thought even more. You know, Jesus Christ overcame the devil. You know, yesterday morning we talked about that he made a public spectacle of him, having overcome him through the cross, is Colossians chapter 2. You know, and we see that whatever, you know, happens in our life, whatever it seems like it's happening, we don't have to be afraid because Jesus Christ has already overcome him. You know, he'll say later on in the passage, he'll say that, you know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, and what Jesus is referring to, he was referring to the Holy Spirit that is working alive in him. You know, Paul will take that thought even more and say it's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. In other words, the same Spirit that Jesus talked about when he said, greater is he that is in me than he in the world. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead resides in you. And so every single one of us, as a believer, the Holy Spirit, that's, you know, the same Spirit that was in Christ, that allowed him to walk in signs and wonders, that allowed him to overcome the enemy that was greater than the enemy, as he proclaimed, that same Holy Spirit resides in each one of us. You know, and so we don't need to be afraid. You know, we talked about on Sunday, respect the enemy, right? I mean, don't get too high on yourself. Respect the enemy, but we ought never to be afraid of the enemy, right? Because he just says it so simply, right? Fear not. I've already overcome the world. You know, I've already overcome Satan. So let's close our eyes today. And I guess a simple question to ask, is there anything in your life right now where you are fearing, or you are fearing something? Is there any part of your life or your family, or maybe it's your job situation, or, you know, thinking about marriage or having kids, or, you know, whatever it is there anything in your life right now where there is fear? And as Pastor Nate leads us in worship, if there is anything, I just want to encourage you to submit that to Jesus. Just give it over to Him. Just begin to quote those scriptures. Lord, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Lord, You've already overcome the world, so I should not be in fear. Whatever it may be, just give yourself to that in prayer.
Came to us a man, in very nature God, pierced for our iniquities as You hung upon the cross. God exalted You to the highest place, gave to You the right to bear the name above all names. At the name of Jesus, we should bow. Every tongue confess that You are Lord. When You come in glory for the world to see, we will sing hail to shine upon the earth, then rival thrones will fall before the Lord of all, and hail supreme authority to the true and living God. And at the name of Jesus we will bow, as every tongue confesses You as Lord. When You come in glory for the world to see, we will sing. in all his splendor and majesty. Hail to the King of Kings, Lord Jesus. Hail to the King of Kings, Lord Jesus, our God.
Let's pray this morning as a church, and let's pray that whatever God has put on our hearts as a church, that we would not be operating in fear. We would not let the scare tactics of the enemy take us away from the vision that God has given you, that God has given to your family members, that God has given to our church. And let's just pray that as a prayer and say, God, we don't want to let the enemy have any foothold, you know, in the things that God has destined for us as a church, for us as individuals. I'm just going to call that out before the Lord and just pray that if there's anyone in our community that has any kind of fear whatsoever, that we would just cast that out before the Lord, understanding that Jesus Christ has already overcome in whatever situation there is. Let's pray for that. Let's pray for our two house churches meeting tonight. Let's pray for our Conduit Roadhouse Church and Pacific Place. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit would come and just really move upon each one of us, one of these house churches they meet together. Pray for the leaders and Sandro, GA, Angie, and Mike, that God would really empower them to minister tonight effectively and faithfully. Let's lift them up. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for Uzbekistan. And let's ask God to continue to bless Tashkent Bethel Church and that we'll really meet with them. Pray for my dad. Pray that God would just give him grace during this season. Pray the church would be united and a lot of the drama that's going on there right now would be resolved soon. And let's just lift up the church and the kids especially. Ask God that they will continue to grow in strength. Let's pray. And lastly, let's pray for our retreat. Let's ask God to come and just really release His power to us. I got an email yesterday from our speaker, and I think we made a really good choice. He's praying for us right now. He actually wanted all the names of all the people that are coming, so just so they could pray and just ask God for just words of knowledge and encouragement to give. And I think it's going to be a real wonderful time that we gather together. And let's pray that God will be glorified. Let's pray that that people will be ministered to deeply in their hearts. It will not just be an annual event or an annual experience, but that truly that we would go meet with God. And pray that people's schedules would open up and finances would come together. And let's just lift up our retreat before the Lord and ask God to just come and just blast us during that weekend. Lord, we thank You, God, for all those things that seem impossible, Lord, that You're doing in our midst, Father. God, we ask, God, that whatever You challenge us to, Lord, whatever is set before us, God, be it our circumstances or a dream or a vision, Lord, that we would not let fear, God, get in the way. Lord, that You have overcome, God, this world. And Lord, we agree to stand on Your side, God. We agree to agree with You, not with the enemy, God, not with his plan to rob, kill, and destroy, God, but we agree with Your plan to give us life and life abundantly, God. Even if our situations don't seem like there's any abundance flowing, we know that You're only preparing us, God, for the overflow, God, and so we just want to position ourselves, God, and so we thank You so much, Lord. We bless You, Father. We love You, God. Bless us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys today, especially in your day off.